Good evening, Pittsburgh. This is Brian Edward, and you're listening to Berg Vivant, Pittsburgh's late-night talk show, coming to you from the Center for Media Innovation at Point Park University in beautiful downtown Pittsburgh. Visit us at bergvivant.com for more on this interview and our complete archives in the Vivant Vault, as well as how you can help support our program and Pittsburgh's vibrant cultural landscape.
Oh, Lonnie, the theater lady, a vision in black and white this evening.
Well, thank you. Nice. You are too. We match.
Wow, black and white. What a coincidence. We're talking about Wild with Happy at the City Theater. Were you wild with Happy over this show?
I actually was. Yeah, I was really wild with
decent
Happy.
Decent description. Have I pinched your tagline for your review there?
No, it was, this show is so wild, wacky, outrageous, crazy, over the top, beyond hilarious. Just amazing. The playwright, Coleman Domingo, is also an actor and a director. Broadway
actor.
Is he on
The Walking Dead or Fear the Walking Dead or something
like
that? Yes,
and he's on TV.
Which doesn't strike me as, you know, wildly funny. I've never seen it, but I'm just guessing, you know. It's,
I haven't seen it either, but this was wildly funny.
I have heard that about this.
The story is that a young man comes back to his hometown to help to plan for the arrangements for his mother's funeral.
Hilarious!
I know, it doesn't sound funny at all, does it? However, it really is, and I'm probably going to repeat myself about how funny this is because I can't stop thinking about how funny it was. But anyway, so that's played by Corey Jones, who does a spectacular job. He's actually a very accomplished Shakespearean actor, but judging by this show, he's also an extremely accomplished comedic actor. His facial expressions and his body language, hilarious. So he comes to make the arrangements, goes to the funeral home and meets up with the funeral director, who is this holistic healer, energy worker, Reg Douglas. I'm sorry, that's the director. What am I saying? Jason Shavers does that. And what I was thinking about was how Reginald Douglas, the director, kept this show moving. And all the actors, all four of them, were totally into it, totally there, over the top. And I think that's a tribute not just to their acting, but Reginald Douglas's directing too. So Jason Shavers is wacky funeral director, and they make a plan of what they can do, and then enter the wacky aunt that many of us probably have, and if we do, we wish we didn't. She was really over the top. That was C. Kelly Wright, and she has one monologue that is so funny, the audience just burst into wild applause when she finished it, because I missed part of it. I was laughing so hard.
Wow.
You're almost breathless as an audience member because it's so fast and so funny and so energetic. And in between, there's this wonderful music. And you look around, it's kind of like disco-ish music.
Wow,
and you
this see really does people, have everything.
It does. And you see people like grooving and shoulders shaking.
I was pretty satisfied, but then you add disco to the mix. And yeah, I'm like, well, this is a pretty good night out for my money. Yeah.
It really is. And it's kind of like they describe it as a fractured fairy tale. That's what the playwright actually called it. And I can see elements of that because there's some magic to it and kind of like the evil stepsister. You can make these comparisons. The Cinderella character. And I can't go without mentioning Montez Freeland. Oh, my gosh. His character was so flamboyant and just flouncing around the stage with his crazy outfit. It was hard to look at him and not laugh. And then the lines he had were even funnier. These characters are so, is there a word, idiosyncratic?
Well, I hope so for your sake.
Yeah, they have a lot of videos. A lot of idiosyncrasies, also quirky. And I don't want to make this sound like it's nothing but hilarity from start to finish, because there are actually some really moving and tender and poignant moments in it. And just when you're starting to feel a little verklempt, something really funny happens and it lightens the mood again. But the City Theater this season, I think, has just knocked it out of the ballpark. And this is another don't miss production. As we walked out, you could feel the audience, the positive energy, the excitement. People are laughing and talking. And it's just, you will be wild with happy if you go to see this production.
There
because
we go.
Because it's really a don't miss show. And it's in the Lester Hamburg, the little annex, which is a smaller venue. So this is going to sell out. And I recommend get your tickets soon.
That is Wild.
Because it will sell out.
With Happy by Coleman Domingo, directed by Reginald L. Douglas at the City Theater through May 7th in the year 2017.
Go for it.
As always, thank you for listening, ladies and gentlemen. Be sure to watch our video portion of this segment and more at bergvivant.com. We'll see you here next week on Berg Vivant, Pittsburgh's late night talk show.